Last weekend's storms left some Hoosiers without power for days. Duke Energy and AES Indiana say they did their best to restore power after an unprecedented amount of damage. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports a consumer advocacy group says the utilities could have done more to prepare and wants the state to investigate the outages.
Indiana utilities say these storms were more widespread than usual, and they came in waves, which made it harder to replace things like poles and wires. The storms affected more than a third of customers with Duke Energy and about 20% with AES. Kerwin Olson with the Citizens Action Coalition says utilities should be doing more to prevent these prolonged outages, especially as Indiana continues to approve rate increases and pass legislation aimed at ensuring reliability.
Those responsible for overseeing and regulating those utilities should hold them accountable when they don't deliver on what it is they tell folks they're going to do.
Both Duke Energy and AES are in the middle of multi-year efforts to replace aging infrastructure and add technology to better isolate outages. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Among other things, Olson says the state should incentivize rooftop solar and make utility performance reviews available to the public to better ensure reliability.